What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and fresh off our updated tote board, which is now over $4 million, we are proud to say. And we still have an hour to go before we go off the air. So let's get that up to 4.1, 4.2. Keep giving, please. We're joined here now by the Kelleher family. Allie is joining us. She is a breast cancer survivor from Swampscott. And Dr. Hal Bernstein, an oncologist, breast oncologist from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And your whole family, you guys are getting ready for the game tonight. Because, Allie, you just told us you're throwing out the first pitch.
I am.
Are we... We feeling good about that?
We feel good. Have it's going to be a strike.
Have you seen social media? If it goes wrong, it tends to spread very, very quickly.
It lives.
Have you ever seen 50 Cent throw a...
Yeah, it goes viral, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it goes okay. viral. Just, or if you get it close to the plate, you'll be okay.
Yeah, just close. Like, okay. just don't be really bad. It doesn't okay. have to be good, but there was one a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember the cameraman got hit in a sensitive region.
Mm-hmm.
That tend to spread really quickly.
Yeah.
So, and you've practiced with your sons?
Yeah, they coached me in the backyard a couple of days ago. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. that should be enjoyable, should be fun. Tell us a little bit about your journey and what brought you here, actually.
Yeah, so I turned 40 this year in October and just went to my first routine mammogram in November, to which I was called back. And they found what's called DCIS, and that's where I met Dr. Bernstein, and that's where my story begins. Unfortunately, after having surgery, sort of as routine protocol, you know, they send everything out after you get the surgery and check your lymph nodes, et cetera, and there they had found that it had spread. And so then I went on to have chemo and radiation, and just finished radiation a couple weeks ago.
That's fantastic.
So, thank you.
That's amazing. If you could just raise your microphone up yep. a little bit as well.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, and help her with
Andy,
the cord.
Help her with the cord. Thank you.
Thank
now
you.
We got it.
See, boy, I've never done this before.
Okay. I know. And you're doing great.
Hey, listen, if you throw a first pitch like you interviewed tonight, it's going to be right down Broadway.
So. All right.
And what was the first experience like with Dana-Farber and Jimmy Fund for you?
Pretty amazing, actually. I said to my husband, the worst part about it is like the unknown. And as soon as I actually got a phone call from Dr. Bernstein, you know, when I was at home and I got off that call and I was like, all right, I feel confident in this. I know I can tackle whatever he brings my way, because I felt like he was confident in it. And, you know, immediately just felt like there was a really secure plan, which for me just felt really great. And I think it was like, all right, tell me how to get from A to B. And he had the answers. And so that was really great.
Dr. Bursi, you look at your kind of resume. It's like you got a Hall of Fame resume. So you're like the best of the best of the best. It sounds like in this field. So no one, there's no one better to ask these questions than you. How common is it to see cancer in someone as young as Allie here?
Well, Allie really helped herself by going for a mammogram at age 40, and that's the current standard, and we would encourage all women to seek out that kind of evaluation because early detection is the key to cure. And for Allie, she's going to have a great prognosis moving forward because they caught this early. She's going to get excellent treatment and do really well. So it's a really important thing. We do see more and more women in their early 40s getting diagnosed with breast cancer now. You've probably heard that there are other cancers which are also becoming more common in younger people, including lung cancer and colon cancer. It's not exactly clear why that's happening, but it's something that younger people have to be more aware of than they used to be. It used to be you thought, well, cancer, that's kind of for old folks, and that's just not the story anymore.
Dr. Bernstein, one of the themes we've heard from a lot of our guests is sort of that trust relationship. When you go to the Dana-Farber, you know you're at the place where there's some of the best in the world, and you trust that plan. But for you as a doctor, that's going to be a great feeling, but also there's some pressure there to make sure you live up to that trust. Is that fair to say?
Well, it is, but it's a really special place, you know, and I think if you come to a place like Fenway Park and you see everybody's working together on the team and they have outstanding people in every position, that's what it's like to be at the Dana-Farber. You know that the surgeons and the radiation oncologists and the medical genetics people and all the team that works together with nursing and social work and everybody is just world class. And that's what makes being a professional there so extraordinary.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots, he scores.
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I mean, I think it makes for great patient care.
So, Allie, unfortunately, there was a little history of cancer in the family for you as well, and that your brother, Zach, has been doing well. He also was treated at Dana-Farber, so obviously this is a whole family affair. And he is trying to inspire people to feel better, get treatment, et cetera. And also, you have taken to, I'm reading, golf. And that now you're hosting tournaments to raise money for this as well. You guys are powerhouses.
I came fresh off the course today.
You did?
Yes.
You had to go.
I didn't bring the win home, but it was great. It was really fun. Yeah, I participated in a tournament called Swing for Pink this morning.
Yeah.
I think we had maybe 126-ish women participating. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Golf is a recent kind of new phenomenon for you.
Very recent. Yeah.
Picked up the game recently and now you can't get enough of it.
I can't get enough of it.
What is it? Because I love the game. I suck at it, but I love the game. What is it about the game that it just keeps bringing you back?
I think it's fun. You know, it started as like a social thing for me, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife. We play a lot. And it's a challenge, you know, just like anything. So, yeah, it's fun, but you can't beat...
Fellowship's fun, right?
With your
friends. And
supposed to lower your stress levels right now.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. Well, I felt like going through treatment, like that was sort of my goal each good week, that I felt okay. You know, I was like, I'm going to try and get out for 9. Yeah. So,
Dr. Burstein, obviously we're here raising a lot of money, and we're up over $4 million. In your area of expertise, why is that money important? Where is it going?
Well, we use a lot of these resources to support clinical trials, which move the field forward. So clinical trials are really the engine that drives progress in oncology and every medical specialty. And Allie's going to be getting the benefit of this. There are some medicines that were approved just a year or two ago that she's going to be receiving as part of her treatment plan. And that's true for so many of our patients. One of the amazing things about being a cancer doctor in recent years is we are seeing real-time innovation happen in the clinics. This is not some like pipe dream about 20 years from now. We're seeing month to month, year to year, drugs approved, clinical trials releasing powerful results and directly impacting the care of our patients. So that's the kind of work that is supported by the funds that are generated here, as well as lots of other enrichment activities that really make it so much easier for our patients to cope with the diagnosis of cancer and obviously get as much support as we can for them.
And it seems one of the prevailing theories, or rather common themes of these 2 days for us, Dr. Burstein, is early screening.
Yeah.
You know, get your colonoscopy as soon as you're eligible. Get your mammogram when you can. If something looks discolored on your skin or your doctor says, go in every 6 months or every year to get your moles checked or whatever, don't just blow it off and like, oh, I'm sure I'm fine. Do it.
Absolutely. And some of the greatest progress we've made in actually reducing mortality from cancer are in those tumors where we have screening. So breast cancer, colon cancer, cervical cancer, skin cancers, so important. And if you care about someone who has cancer, people often say, what can I do to help and what can I do to, you know, make things better? Obviously, bring them a lasagna, bring them all the treats that you can, but also take the lesson and go and seek out that kind of early detection on your own. You've probably heard about some of the very fancy molecular programs that are going on at Dana-Farber to do that for some more other kinds of tumors, and those are obviously going to be very exciting in the future. But there's a lot people can do today to facilitate early detection, and there's no better way to honor a cancer patient you know, a friend who's dealing with this diagnosis, than to seek out that kind of help.
Dr. Burstein, we thank you for stopping by. The Kelleher family, led by Allie, who will be throwing the first pitch out tonight. So if you're coming to the game, give her a big round of applause and support.
Thank
She'll
you.
Be out there on the mound. She's prepared. Her boys helped
Got
her prepare.
Ready.
Yeah. So she's ready. Good luck out there tonight. Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Let's hope no one's yelling four after you throw the first pitch.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.